This is Dr. George Payton and his teaching on Bible translation. This is session number 26, Final Thoughts.
I wanted to draw this discussion about translation and all the things that we've talked about in these lectures to a close by saying translation is in a lot of ways a technical, difficult job that we use linguistics and other biblical resources to do that. With any kind of communication, communication is also an art form. Anytime you say something, that sentence has never been uttered before, and so you're saying something creative and new. Linguistics and translation is a science. Linguistics and translation is also an art form, and we try to create a beautiful, impactful art form of translating the scriptures into these other languages. We've talked about the different processes and the analytical steps that we go through to translate and all of those issues. But in addition to being a science and an art form, this is a spiritual endeavor that God calls us to do. Any spiritual endeavor, whether you're preaching, whether you are singing, whether you are doing some kind of other proclamation of the gospel, sharing the gospel with a friend, all of that is spiritual activity. All of that is activity that God calls us to do. And as such, we need spiritual resources in order to do that. Holy Spirit guides us through our interpretation of the scriptures. Holy Spirit guides us to think about and consider the meaning of the translation. Holy Spirit helps us to understand the issues in communicating in this other language. And I've had experiences where Holy Spirit was there with us and infused our minds and enabled us to come up with a translation that was totally unexpected but was so appropriate for the moment. And so God is there with us the whole way through, and God gives us the mental and the spiritual resources in order to do this. And many times translators work in difficult areas. They work in areas that are challenging. They work in closed countries. They work in areas that are dangerous. We've experienced danger where we worked, but God is there too. And so God is in this whole thing of calling normal people into Bible translation to do this so that his message can extend to the world. And if we think about the Tower of Babel was the place where the languages got divided. In Revelation 7, we have a picture of people from every nation, every language, every tongue, every tribe, meeting together at the throne. And we see this unity of language coming together at the throne in heaven. And so this Bible translation process is part of God's expanding the kingdom of God to all nations in the world. And it's a privilege and an honor to be a part of that. I wanted to say something about our school at Dallas International University. Here at DIU, we teach a lot of translation courses, and the content that you've seen in this video is taught in our different courses. So if you need translation training, we're here to help. We are associated with Wycliffe Bible Translators and with Summer Institute of Linguistics and Pioneer Bible Translators and other Bible translation agencies. And so we translate and we train people to translate so that they can go out anywhere in the world with different agencies. All of our courses are online, and so you can take it from anywhere in the world. We also have a couple of translation programs. One is the Translation Advising MA. And that one helps new people get acquainted with and trained in how to be one of the people around the translation table as a facilitator, how to help the team to effectively translate. We have another program that's trained for more experienced people who are being trained as translation consultants. And so if you're interested in either of those programs, you can write to me at DIU. I work in the translation department. We also have courses in scripture engagement, which was one of the topics that we had. We have courses in Greek discourse and Hebrew discourse. So we have a variety of courses, whether you want to take courses or whether you want to come to VIU and be a student in one of these programs. You can research us online, viu.edu, or you can contact me, George Payton, and I would be happy to interact with you. I hope that this series has been a blessing to you and that it has encouraged you to understand more about Bible translation. Thank you.
This is Dr. George Payton and his teaching on Bible translation. This is session number 26, Final Thoughts.